I think I saw what happened in Parkland and was very concerned, and then looked towards my local congressman's record on the issues of gun violence and also felt pretty concerned. So I felt that it was my responsibility, even locally, to take some action in terms of doing something.
Now, that was a year ago. How much have you been able to sustain those efforts since the first protests?
So I would say that it's slightly hard to sustain momentum with this type of movement, simply because if you look at other social movements like civil rights or maybe the Vietnam, like those big protest movements, that's a continuing, ongoing injustice that was present in everyone's minds. The thing with school shootings is that you don't know when they're going to happen. They happen infrequently, but they happen frequently enough that they matter. So it really just matters that we get it into people's minds that this should not be considered something that's normal. And I think that was something that was achieved with the protest back in March.
What else do you think you've seen from your efforts? Have things changed in the past year?
I think at least from people among my age are more willing to talk about politics. Even if they happen to disagree with me, I hear more people coming up to me and stating their views and having conversations, which I think is good. Being able to talk about the issues and look for solutions is something that we should be striving towards.
Now, how have you changed in the year since the shooting?
I would say, for me personally, I've thought about a lot of things more. I've been more aware of people's suffering, that how easily someone's life can change in a moment. And I think that's actually weighed on me and made me more aware and thankful for my surroundings at this moment.
Does it seem like a topic of as much urgency among your friends in college as it did when you were in high school?
I would say no, it doesn't seem like urgency. But again, that goes to the point I said before. We know that something like this is going to happen again. And it's just a matter of not if, but when. So we're going to be having the same conversation when this comes up again. And I think with what happened last time with Parkland and how we responded to it, I think the conversation might be very different.